Welcome to the Wisconsin Wrestler Podcast with your co-hosts Teague Benwick and Steve Lurkwood.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Wisconsin Wrestler Podcast. I'm your host, Teague Benwick, coming to you from Holman. Joining me, as always, is my co-host, Steve Lurkwin. Steve, you're rocking a Cumberland Beaver shirt. I know you're excited to be here. We went through the whole rigmarole already because we just talked for about 5 minutes and I forgot to hit record. And we want to thank our guest for his patience. Steve, you're rocking the Cumberland shirt. Let's just get right into introducing our guest. Mr. Dawson Johnson, the 27th four-timer in a WIAA history, a recent NHSCA champion down in North Carolina. Dawson, we are pumped to have you on.
I'm thankful for being here, guys.
Yeah, it's almost like we went through this intro before or something.
Right on.
Dawson, we're excited because you have a few fun storylines from your high school career that we're going to get into. We got a chance to go up and watch and see what Cumberland Wrestling is all about. I got to ask you, do you think you guys have the best mat in the state?
Yeah, we for sure have one of the best mats.
And if you go back on the WI Wrestle stream, you can see it between the Cumberland and St. Croix Falls duel. It's got like this plaid setup. It was donated by the J.J. Watt Foundation. Was that during the COVID year you guys got that?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, no, that was some good stuff there. And glad we got a chance to go up. Also, give a shout out while I was up in Cumberland to Louis Finer Meats. And also, what is it? Casa, what's the Italian place, Dawson, outside of Cumberland?
It's Bona Casa.
Bona Casa, yeah.
Yep.
Great. Don't get the large dish there unless you want leftovers. I made that mistake, but it was a great choice to get a large dish. Dawson, we will get right into it, man. I know you've heard a few of the shows before. You got a couple of your pals from Crash Train, Braden and Tanner, are on, and they've had really fun stories. I'm really excited to hear yours because we're familiar with their high school career. Of course, when it comes to youth, we're a little unfamiliar on. I'm sure the people want to know. Now, let's just hear your wrestling story since day one.
Hey, you know, I started wrestling at like about 5 years old. I did a whole bunch of sports, not only wrestling. I was in soccer, football, baseball. I did almost any sport imaginable. And I started picking up on wrestling when I got to like second grade. That's when I started going to Crass. I started taking a little bit more serious. Then started traveling around a lot more, you know, going to a little bit more national tournaments. Then I started getting my butt kicked again. Then I realized I wasn't there yet and I had to practice more. And my dad has pushed me a long ways, yelling at me at way home from practices, you know, helping me get to where I am. And, you know, Jordan Crass has been so influential in my whole career, helping me get to where I am. And yeah.
Well, Dawson, I know you talk about how you had some struggles early on. When you started going to practice more, did you start dropping those other sports then?
Not necessarily. I played soccer, football, baseball all the way up to my freshman year. I was a three-sport athlete my freshman year. I did baseball and soccer. And then after my freshman year, then I dropped baseball. But I've done soccer my whole 4 years. Otherwise, I've done all these sports, one after another, one practice another next.
Let's go. Which position did you play in soccer?
I was a forward most of my time.
Heck yeah. That's tough sled, man. A lot of people, like especially the four-timers, they're usually just end up specializing in wrestling. I know Coy, when we have him on, he did football as well, but props to you for keeping that other sport. And I'm sure too, it probably is nice to kind of have that, not necessarily break from wrestling, but just to have something else, another outlet like that for you.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So jumping back to the youth game here, when did you start finding big success in terms of winning on the mat at the youth level?
You know, it probably wasn't until sixth or seventh grade. I won like, I'd say Badgerland or like those Midwest Tour tournaments, but I didn't win much else besides that. I never won a U-State tournament. My best I've taken was second, and I've taken third a lot. And I mean a lot. Like, I bet five times I've taken third. So, you know, that just left a spot in me. Like, I want to go get the best.
Who was your second place finish to?
Trying to remember.
Yeah, Tegan, it's funny you say that because I
want to. I want to say Jake Stoffel.
Okay.
So he hit a little bit of a growth spurt then somewhere.
Yeah, we used to wrestle quite a bit back then.
What's up, Steve-O?
Oh, sorry. I was going to tell you. I'm going to go back and look to see, check out some of those losses early on and at the youth level.
Dawson, Steve, I think this is our first time hearing your voice because I kind of rushed through the introduction here. Glad to hear from you. Real quick, shirt shout out. Got a PS Portraits. Want to thank Mr. Paul Stumpf. Steve, are you wearing your PS hat?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Got Under Armour. We might need to like censor that out or something. I don't know if we got
a spot. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Man, Stoffel, you guys ended up being about 40 pounds apart from each other by your senior year.
Right, yeah.
So I think just from hearing that about your youth career, the fact that you placed third a lot, it doesn't surprise me at all in the sense that sometimes people say placing third outside of winning is the hardest thing to do because it just takes a lot of intestinal fortitude to come back and wrestle back. So coming in, I mean, you have a lot of placements at the youth level. Coming into high school, what was your goal? Like, were you thinking that you want to be a four-time state champion right away? Or what was your goals right away coming into high school?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had no idea I wanted to be a four-timer, really. I was just going there. I set a tournament, and I'm going after that tournament to do the best I can, win it if it's that. And I just set one goal in front of me at a time.
Well, you also had an interesting year, too, with this class of people, Steve, of course. These are all guys that their freshman year was COVID, so it was nothing like a normal wrestling season. Right. So if you just want to get into your freshman year and kind of talk about that experience, and if you had a welcome to high school wrestling moment, feel free to fill us in on that. But, yeah, let's just start going through your freshman year here.
Yeah, you know, I only had about 20 matches my whole freshman year, which isn't very many compared to what I'm used to. Eighth grade, I had wrestled probably about 100 matches in a half a year. And and most of the matches, it's not too much competition, you know, around here. I had a good match with Ian, you know, at sectionals, and that was kind of my wake up moment. That I need to focus.
Did you and Ian happen to train together or no?
Yeah, we did all the time.
Wow.
Is that hard?
Yeah. 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 You know, wrestling, we're friends, you know, still. It's especially, we know everything we each other do from practice. Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of a new thing to wrestling, like trying to do new stuff in practice or in your match.
Right.
Well, Dawson, I got to say, I mean, see, this would be a good trivia question someday. You are one of the few four-timers who does have more state titles than sectional titles, because I think, did Ian get the best of you? Was it twice at sectionals?
I was twice at sectionals.
So in your freshman year, you lost to him a 1-0. Going into state, I mean, this 106 bracket, when you look back on it, it is a real who's who. When you, now that all said and done with all of these wrestlers, you wrestle Mason Carpenter, who we didn't know it at the time, but would become a very familiar face to you in the postseason.
Right.
And then you pin Elliot Biba in the semifinals in 3-21. In the finals, you beat Ian 5-1. What adjustments did you make from your sectional match? Or is it one of those deals where you said you guys are really familiar with each other? Was it just one of those where you happen to get the extra takedown or two?
You know, just getting to my attacks is more is rather maybe being a little bit nervous, a little stiff, not being able to open up and just wrestle rather than thinking too much.
And after that moment, I mean, how did your first state title feel? Of course, you were in the, was Division III in the Wausau, was it West for individual?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Yeah, how did that, how did it feel winning in that, atmosphere?
It still felt pretty good. It was my first state title ever. So I was like, I like this.
Yeah.
You know.
Got to be an addicting feeling.
Right, yeah, for sure.
So after that, did your mindset change at all? Where I know you like to keep your short-term goals, keep it one tournament at the time, but even if it wasn't you, was there anyone else around you that said, hey, you got the first one out of the way, now you have the potential to become a four-timer?
Honestly, nobody really said it to me about being a four-timer. I set a goal of, yeah, I want to win four state titles, but it doesn't define who I am or what I can accomplish.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I like that.
Yeah.
Steve-O, you got anything on Dawson's freshman year?
Well, I was just, you know, I'm going through. So I think, Dawson, maybe you don't even, you know, it doesn't, my wife is floored that I can go back to second grade and remember every kid that I wrestled and tournaments I took, but you might not even know this, but it looks like it, I think if I'm getting the years right, sixth grade in round one at the state tournament, you lost to Mason Carpenter. And it was,
I do remember that match very well.
Yeah. First round.
I do remember that. Yeah.
But then you went back and I think
rough one. Yeah.
You won every match after that.
Yeah, I believe so. If I remember right. Yeah. That was a rough match for me. I didn't wrestle my best, but I used to start off very slow my first match always at tournaments.
Yeah, that round one is a rough one.
You were like the McKee of Wisconsin youth wrestling at the time.
Right.
Consolation War. Also fitting since you both are Gophers. So
right.
Right.
Dawson, going into your sophomore year, how nice was it? Because between freshman and sophomore year, things started to open up a little bit more from the pandemic and whatnot. Did your training change at all from going into your freshman year to your sophomore year off season?
You know, I got, a decent amount more training, but still going to crafts, hitting as many practices as I can a week. Stayed relatively the same because Jordy still had practice for us, or for me at least, me and Braden, during COVID. So we probably did a decent amount more. But then the competition also helped. Having another 40, 50 matches in the season helped me prepare.
Oh, yeah. Getting back, I mean, that year after COVID, that felt so nice. Like having pack duels for one and then just going to tournaments on a Saturday. I mean, it's a grind for sure, but it's one of those, you don't know what you got until it's gone. And then once they came back, it was just absolutely awesome. Yeah. Well, Dawson, you do go, I believe you go undefeated your sophomore year.
Yes.
And I see, so no matches against Ian this time around, which is crazy considering you guys wrestled, what, did it end up being six or seven times?
I think so, yeah.
What would you say was your toughest match your sophomore year? And just looking at the resume, I have a couple of guesses, but I'll hear from you first.
I wrestled Luke Dukes twice, so I had struggled wrestling him too. Another partner at Crass, and he's a great wrestler. And I'm trying to think of who else I wrestled my sophomore year.
You did wrestle. This one would be a poll, Steve, but do you remember the very first state champion from Slinger?
I
do. Teague. I of course, I'm not going to remember his name right off the top of my head, but yeah,
Noah Tonser.
Tonser. Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, nice. Sir. Thanks, 7-4. I was wondering where that match would have happened, just given the location between Cumberland and Slinger, but it looked like it was at the Dells Duels.
Yeah, it was in the dome there, yeah.
So 7-4. Gotta give props to Coach Peterson. He definitely puts together a good schedule for you guys, I would say.
Right, yeah.
Hey, so Dawson, and I've never asked anybody this question before, so you're the first one, right? I mean, we get, you know, when I was in high school, which is a long time ago, and Teague, I don't think the schools, the wrestling academies and schools were as prevalent, right? So it was, when there was a kid at the different part of the state or whatever, it's like, we just didn't know anybody. You know, for a lot of times, the first time you saw kids was at state, but kids are so familiar with each other now. And especially you talked about, you wrestled with Rens and, who's the guy you just said you wrestled with when you're
Dukes. Yep.
What, tell me, what's the, you guys are good friends. You know each other. You practice with each other all the time. When you go to a tournament and you know you're going to wrestle each other, do you guys just like, you stay over there, you stay over there, we don't look at each other? or what?
Yeah.
Talk about the prep of that. Are you kind of like.
We still talk. We're still friends, but still winning and losing also in a wrestling match. So you got to be able to flip that switch and be able to go out there and wrestle and forget about your friendship. And then after the match is done, then you still have your friendship there.
Sure. Are there a couple like texts with some memes of trophies and stuff like that? Dig it in a little bit?
We never got into that, no.
Just a little friendly smack talk.
Yeah, a little smack talk.
So, Dawson, I got to ask you, you talked about your match against Dukes. You beat him 6-5, the finals of the Northern Badger, and a shame about the freshman year with the lack of opportunities, because you're one of the only three-time Northern Badger Classic champions. What would you say pre-postseason is your favorite tournament to go to?
Pre-postseason?
Yeah.
I was postseason nationals for a little while down in Iowa, but I would say, yeah, probably that one. I don't really have much of a postseason one. Mm-hmm. I just start focused on freestyle and Fargo, really, mostly.
Would you say, do you prefer freestyle to folk style?
Freestyle is more fun, but, I'm better at folk style, I'd say. So that factors in quite a bit.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd say you're pretty solid at both. I'd say you could probably beat me at both. I feel confident in that assessment. Your sophomore year, we'll get to the postseason here. You roll through regionals, get through sectionals. You pin your way through all the way to state. Your only non-pin on your way to your second title is Gunnar Wolpat of Royal in the semis, 13-2. Now I got to ask, coming into the Kohl Center, it's a little different than Wausau West. Did you happen to feel any nerves your first time wrestling at the Kohl Center before you got out on the mat?
No, I'm not really that much of a nervous person. I more of an excitement, want to get out there, want to wrestle, want to show what I can do. But yeah.
Man, you're a hard egg to crack here, man. It just seems like nothing phases you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, Teague, I think we're at the halfway. Are you going to junior already here?
I was going to ask him. So he pinned Carpenter 5-55 his sophomore year to win it. How did that experience feel then? Well, like you said before, really cool to win a state title, right? But winning in the Kohl Center, how different did that feel than your freshman year? Or for you, as an environment doesn't matter. We won a title. It's awesome.
Have feelings of both. Won a title, yeah. Move on to the next thing. But it did feel good. It felt good to win a second title after not being able to win anything through my youth and being able to win two years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially you got a redemption match from 4 years prior.
Right, I know. Right. Yeah.
Did you have that in the back of your mind? Like, all right, this guy beat me in sixth grade. Time to show him how much I've stepped up since then.
My dad jokes about it, saying, you know, let this guy beat you twice, or he says he has some stupid comment for me always.
That's good.
Dads can always be pretty good in the humbling department.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Steve-O, we are at the halfway point here. So,
I was just going to throw in a couple of trivia, but I apologize. Focusing on the negative, I should have looked at some of the guys that you beat. But I was just, you talked about some of your losses at youth that prevent you from winning state titles. You're right, Stoffel. I do know his head coach well. I could text him if you want to rematch and try to avenge those couple losses.
Tell him to cut about 40 pounds.
Yeah, right. But Mason Carpenter, and then here, fifth grade, Reed Spurley and Thaddeus Sigmund were, it's like you wrestled a lot of studs in your youth. But Teague, here's my trivia question. Right. You already answered it, so you know Dawson's first loss of his high school career. You talked about Ian Rance already. This is a from left field, Teague. You know, I think I asked when we had Clark on, I asked this question, and maybe you prep for it, but who was Dawson Johnson's first high school career victory against?
Oh, man, I literally just had the schedule up, too.
Oh, maybe Dawson doesn't even know.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, don't give it to him yet. I'll see if you get it. Right. T, can you get the school? Give me a guess on a school that would be up there. Now, remember, it's COVID, so they only did duels.
I would just guess St. Croix Falls because we kind of talked about it.
Yeah, nope. The school is Phillips, Dawson. Can you name the guy?
Wow.
Would it be like Automitis or something?
No, it's Jason McMillan. You pinned him in a minute 37 seconds from Phillips. So we're giving Jason his shout out on Dawson's podcast. There it is.
Good trivia there. See, you even stumped Dawson on that one.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was a good one.
Hey, we try our best on here. Sometimes we end up stumping ourselves most of the time.
That's right.
So
I have to ask Teague impossible questions because he gets the ones that are really, really hard and it upsets me. So I got to ask him questions that I know for sure he's not going to get.
Dawson, your junior year. Also, see, it's funny because I can remember the weirdest names and whatnot, but I'll just like you, I can forget what I had for breakfast this morning. So it's a very selective good memory.
That's right.
All right, Dawson, your junior year. We're going to talk about team stuff for a second here because I believe this was the first year, at least while you were in high school, that you guys qualified for team sectionals. And if you want to talk about your team and your program from your first 2 years, when did you start thinking about the potential that your class had to potentially get to the field house at some point?
I finally realized it. End of sophomore year, beginning of junior year is when I thought maybe our team could do something if they stay committed and, you know, go to practice, work hard. That's probably when I first realized it.
And you guys do end up making team sectionals at your junior year. Was it, did you guys end up going against Stratford or Glenwood City?
We had Glenwood City, yeah.
Glenwood City. Yeah, that was a really tough regional. That because Glenwood City, I think they ended up getting the victory in the first round. But team wise, how much do you think that team sectional loss motivated your group for you guys to kind of set the table for what you did your senior
year? Yeah, it motivated everybody a lot to be able to go there next year and beat Stratford and make it to team state.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be going more in depth on that, especially since naturally we did not pick correctly in that sectional. We both went with Stratford to start out. But I guess just asking you, Dawson, what do you do as a leader? You're getting to your junior year now. Are you a kind of lead by example guy? Are you a vocal leader? Mm-hmm. What do you do to help make the team better when you're in the room?
I try and lead by example. I'm not really a talkative person. I just try and work hard and show everybody else this is what you should be doing, but also explaining some things of like whether it's wrestling moves that somebody's asking or just helping in any way I can to the team.
I was told, Dawson, when we were up, we were talking to somebody at the St. Croix Falls tournament, Teague and I were broadcasting it, that you and your brother are like night and day, right? That you're kind of the quiet one, and you kind of keep to yourself, where your brother is kind of the jokester.
Yeah.
That's
accurate. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
What does he do? Is he like a clown on the mat, or what does he do to, how are you guys different?
Oh, he's just so talkative. He'll go up to talk to anybody, whether it's competition or not. He'll just start putting jokes out there, making you laugh when I'm trying to focus on my wrestling match. kind of keeps it a light mood. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, those are good guys on your team to have. Well, not, I mean,
right,
he also brings a lot of talent to the table as well. But the fact that he also doubles up on that, it seemed like just seeing you guys wrestle a few times this year, it seems like the group overall just had a good dynamic in terms of leadership and what everyone brought to the table.
For sure.
Dawson, I got to ask, did you ever wrestle at the Heil Barn?
I was out there once. Yes, I was.
That thing is a wrestling masterpiece.
Yeah, it is for sure.
And also, I got to say, too, John Heil got a chance to commentate with him. He's a pro's pro in that avenue, for one. But talk about one of the best guys in the sport of wrestling that I didn't really know about him until we ended up meeting at the duel this year. But, yeah, John is an awesome dude.
Yeah, he is an amazing person, too, yeah. He helped get our team to a new level, too, everybody.
Oh, that's good stuff. It's to think about everything that you guys did to get to Team State. It's just it's a really awesome team story. There should be like a documentary on it, I would say.
Right.
There was a lot of fun battles that you guys had to go through, and it truly was a team effort as well. But, all right, getting back to the individual wrestling here, going into your junior year. You did wrestle Raddins a couple more times, or hang on, let me, I'll pull up your resume from a junior year. You wrestled 5 times your junior year.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of crazy matches.
No kidding.
Well, the thing that I like to see though, so there's a 2-0 match, but then there's 7-3, 8-3, 4-2, 5-4. Sometimes you'll see guys that wrestle each other quite a bit. Where, you know, sometimes you'll see that 2-0, 1-0 like you guys had, but to see you guys still opening up and let it fly is awesome.
Right.
Did you guys have a conversation? I mean, like you said, you guys know each other well, good friends. Did you guys have a conversation like, hey, listen, come on, you know, go to a different weight class, you know, get the heck out of here type thing?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, but it's still wrestling. You just wrestle, you just go out there and wrestle. It's just a sport, too.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So you wrestle Mr. Raddins, just running through this resume. And, I mean, you had 3 losses in your high school career, and Ian was all 3 of them, correct? I would say the last 4 years, at Dawson Johnson, Ian Raddins has to be one of the best rivalries that we've seen in terms of the individual level. You beat him in the duel 2-0. Then you beat him at Northern Badger 7-3. You beat him 8-3 at Cadott. Then at St. Croix Falls, he gets the 4-2 victory. And wins a 5-4 at sectionals. You guys end up not going against each other at state because there is a very familiar face that ends up meeting in the finals, Mr. Mason Carpenter. You end up winning 6-0 this time against Mason. I forgot what the score was when you pinned him. But just speaking in regards to Mason, who, by the way, I am really happy that he got his first state title this year. He was able to get it his senior year. Do you feel like Mason made some adjustments, or how do you feel Mason improved as a wrestler from your sophomore to junior year?
Yeah, he improved quite a bit. Yeah, based on I'd say I pounded him on top is the biggest thing earlier in the year. He got quite a bit better on bottom up until my junior, you know, from freshman to junior.
Would you say the top phase of wrestling is your favorite / best part of your game?
It's definitely not my best part, but I enjoy top. It doesn't take that much work. You're just trying to make the other guy suffer.
That's right.
You do a pretty good job of that. That's why yeah.
Yeah. Just pummel on the guy.
Right.
So you beat Carpenter a 6-0 to win your third state title. Now at this point, again, like we said already, you seem pretty unflappable. Any nerves at all during your senior year where it's like, okay, this is the big one this year? Or again, are you just thinking one tournament at a time and just go out, take care of business each weekend and we'll see what happens in February?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. One tournament at a time, one duel at a time. I'm just going out there to wrestle each match, trying to improve each match, my own abilities. And when the time comes, I'll wrestle my best.
And Austin, we've asked a couple wrestlers this, and it's really nice that you have Jordan as a coach where he'll help keep getting you better and better no matter how good you get. But what do you do as someone who's such a good wrestler to just keep that improvement mindset where it's like, okay, even though I'm dominating all these people, like, I guess I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. Yeah. How do you keep yourself hungry? How do you keep yourself motivated?
You know, going to national tournament Super 32 keeps me wanting to win that. I want to go into NHSCA, being able to improve and still got things to work on, even though you win a tournament, you know.
Right. Well, even another way to ask that, Teague, is this, Dawson. So you go to high school practice, right? Obviously, you go to, you go to your, with Jordy and you're wrestling high-level kids. How do you go into a high school practice where, you know, and I'm not insulting the level, but you're here and everybody else is kind of down here. What do you do in an environment like that to, you know, I when I coach, I always tell my guys, it's like, what are you going to improve today, right? Like, how do you walk into that atmosphere with the mindset of, hey, I'm going to improve at this level, even though athletic wise and wrestling wise, I'm much higher than everybody else.
That's where you're trying to bring everybody else up to your level. That's what gets the whole team better too. That's what I was trying to do my whole senior year, and it helped us get to state also. And, yeah.
That's a great answer.
Dawson, going into your senior year, and I'll try to get the resume pulled up here quick, but did you notice anything that the team did differently from off-season to off-season? Like you said, that team sectional loss left them hungry. What did you notice the team to do differently between those two off-seasons to help get to that level that you all knew you could get to?
Yeah, they put the time into wrestling rather than just taking the whole summer off like most high schoolers do. They put in time for wrestling and weightlifting and tried to craft their skill in wrestling.
Yeah, and it looked like it definitely paid off. I do have to ask, you know, we do have some fun with our sectional previews or whatnot, but did the double Stratford team state pick, did that provide any motivation for the Cumberland Beavers?
Yeah, some of the guys looked at it, you know, we're like, yeah, we're gonna prove them wrong, but nice. Most of us just focused on our own match, did our job, and the team won.
Right.
You know, I was gonna say I thought Steve was gonna roll with Cumberland. He had the greatest Beaver Tiger analogy ever on the show.
Right. I think it was this, is that you and I can't speak for you. It's one of those things where I wanted to go with Cumberland, and I'm, you know, and I got to tread carefully here, but it's like, it seems like in the past we've picked against Stratford, and Stratford always seemed to figure out a way at the right time to get those victories. Right. And I think that's more, why we picked against Cumberland. I think, Teague, didn't they have like 13 or 14 starters? I think it was like 13 starters coming back. And it was like, dude, numbers wise, these guys look pretty darn good. But it was always that Stratford effect, which Cumberland was able to overcome.
And yeah, we'll stay on the team stuff here real quick. We'll talk about the team sectional duel. Going to the St. Croix Falls duel, and I kind of blame myself for this one, Dawson, because whenever I went to watch St. Croix Falls wrestle, they got a stat boost or something. Like, they just seemed to dominate any time I was present.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that loss in the middle of the season, because you guys were rolling pretty good, Do you feel like that loss may have been an event that helped make that team sectional win more feasible? Like, do you think that was a good experience for the guys in the long run?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys out in that St. Croix Falls duel, but that still losing pushes us to work harder still, whether you're wrestling or not, but just watching the team lose, some of the guys lose, it will make us work harder for the long run for team sectionals and team stays what we're working for.
Well, I even noticed some things in the duel too, where it's like, oh, they maybe could have got a point here, could have saved points here. And then as I saw that duel score against Stratford, it seems like you guys did get better as wrestling for that team score. So that was some good stuff to see. I think what was really impressive about the win against Stratford, I think it was like 42-27, something along those lines, is there were some matches that Stratford got at individual sectionals. And when people look at your guys' individual state lineup, they're like, they might not see a lot of names, but you guys had a lot of fourth place finishes. Individual sectionals, I think, was just, was not the luckiest day for you guys, but it really showed how well you wrestled that team sectional. So take us through that team sectional night real quick as we get into the postseason your senior year.
Right. Yeah. We're just focused on having every single guy focus on their match and doing their job. Don't focus on the team, focus on energy, having energy to wrestle, but try and block out the rest of it. Try and just focus on, it's just another match. Go out there and do your job.
It was cool seeing the photos afterwards. You guys were pretty pumped up, obviously. First team state appearance, I think, since the finals appearance in 99?
99.
That was 99.
How did it feel once you had the duel clinched up?
I felt pretty good. It was exciting being able to experience that.
And it's got to ask you too, was it Justin your coach all 4 years?
No, it wasn't. Justin came in my sophomore year. I had Isaac Lundquist, Chad Olson, and Joe Rademacher for my freshman year.
Okay. Oh yeah, Joe ended up going to TLC, Steve-O.
Yeah, it's kind of a traitor, but yeah. I give him a lot of hard time about it.
Oh, good dude. It's fun to get a little banter in there, but yeah. How was it? I mean, so you have Crass as a club coach. How nice is it? I mean, that's a talented group of coaches that you guys have in Cumberland, and I think it really speaks to the community too, where I went to the Cumberland-St. Croix Falls duel, and Justin was pointing out, like, yeah, that guy that helps is a state champion, that guy that helps. Almost everyone that was a state champion at Cumberland, it seems like they're back to help the program in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they definitely are. They show up in the room, at least one of them do every week, trying to help us, especially this year, being able to help us meet our goal of team state or winning team state.
And then going on to a team state before we talk about the individual stuff, which I know chronologically isn't actually. Wait, no, we're gonna wait team state for the last.
We gotta wait because we got some good convo for that one. So
we'll jump right to individual state your senior year. Now, Dawson, I don't know whether you listen to the podcast or not. We don't take any offense to it if you don't. But Steve and I did happen to spend a lot of time in Southwest Wisconsin. And we saw a young man named Elliot Biva quite a few times. And speaking on Elliot, I mean, he just looked like he wrestled really well. And of course, we like to jab Steve about the pick, which this is, you have the floor to do it. Now's the time to definitely do that. But
hold on. Yeah. Before Dawson takes a shot at me here, which it doesn't sound like he's going to, but let me explain my pick. Right. So first off, Dawson lives 5 hours from me. And so I thought I was pretty safe because if I was standing in front of him, I would never pick against him because, Dawson, I've seen you wrestle and I'm kind of afraid of you. All right. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, and this is a total compliment to Elliot. It's an even bigger compliment to you, Dawson, is Teague, how many times do we get to see Elliot wrestle this year? Like five times. And I tell you what, he looked awesome. I don't know, Dawson, if you got to watch him on tape or your coaches did or whatever, but he just destroyed everybody. And I thought, man, if there's ever a shot of a guy doing a vision quest and knocking off a potential fourth timer, it's this guy. And that's all the credit to Elliot, right? And how good of a wrestler he is. But the compliment now goes to you because you went out there and I think Teague said the final score was 7-2. And you handled a very, very good wrestler. So, it's that. And then you put on to what you did this past week or a couple weeks ago. And I think Jordan, I saw a post, he said, it's like, you're just up in your game, right? And so that's just taking it to the different level. So that's me trying to pander a little bit and say, I apologize, I'm sorry.
Yeah, take it away. All good.
Go ahead, Teague.
You go, Steve.
No, I was just going to say, walk us through the state tournament, your first, second round, and then go into that round with Elliot.
Yeah, all right. I was first round, just going out there, have fun. All right, it's my last state tournament. I'm just going out there, score points, have fun, enjoy it. Right, my second match, semis. It's kind of hard because I had Braden wrestling too. Had him wrestle before me, lost a tough match. So I was a little bit frustrated with him, but I had to try and forget about it. Focus on my match instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking on the wrong state tournament. Dang it.
That's right. Yeah. So that was semis. I think you had, was a Glassmaker from Princeton Green Lake. Am I looking? Yep. Yep. And then, all right. So here it is. Undefeated. You at the time, I think were 50. Oh, these are small. You were 57-0 and Elliot was 35-0. So we're both wrestlers are undefeated. Walk us through the finals of these two. What was billed as being like a clash of the Titans, right?
Right. Yeah. It's just another match. Win or lose, don't define who I am. I'm going out there, have fun, score points. That's how I approach this match.
And if you look at Teague pointed this out to me, but he got the first takedown. Yep. Right?
Yeah.
First takedown. Yeah. So what's the mindset? You're down 2-0.
It was a lucky takedown.
Oh.
Yeah. It won't happen again. That was my mindset.
But that was your mindset.
Was my mindset after that.
Well, you were right. It did not happen again. He went on to score 7 unanswered. And I think the cool thing was that talking to Crass about it beforehand, he said, hey, sometimes when guys open up against a wrestler of Dawson's caliber a little more, it kind of, you get to see a new level of Dawson Johnson. And I think that's exactly what we got to see in the finals too, where I think it's safe to say Elliot's one of the few wrestlers on the year that really it came after you. And do you feel, like you said, do you just feel like that makes for a more fun match?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, it opens up a lot more attacks for myself. They get out of position, But, yeah.
And, Dawson, you end up putting together one of the most impressive resumes in Wisconsin wrestling history. I mean, the four championships is one thing, but you end up with what? Did it end up being 100 and over 180 wins did you end up hitting?
182, I believe.
182. Yeah. You have over 100 pins. Now, you're a pretty in-the-moment guy. Like you said, after your first three, it was, okay, on to the next tournament, on to the postseason, or whatever we're doing in freestyle Greco. But okay. Did you have a chance to take it in? How'd you feel after winning your fourth state title?
I felt good to accomplish a goal of that magnitude, It felt amazing being able to take a breath and while realizing that high school is done, my high school career is done, and that I'm ready to I get to move on.
And it was it's always fun seeing the four timers win their title, just to see the reactions and whatnot. And it was a well earned fourth title at that. And you had a tough route to go through. You look at the box score and you end up making it look easy, but you think about Raddins, Carpenter twice, and then Biba. I mean, it's not like those were easy brackets per se. And the way you made it look, I think it just speaks to your dominance as a wrestler And like you said, you just got more and more dominant each year. You just got better and better each year, and it showed. But there is one more match that we got to talk about. And we got to ask you beforehand. So you guys wrestled Fenimore at Team State. And I still stand by this. I do think there could have been a path to victory for you guys. It would have taken, you know, the best duel ever, a lot of the outcomes going right. But I also was of the mindset that it would have to involve you bumping up and wrestling 144. Was this a conversation? I mean, after the Team State seeds came out, when was that conversation had between you and Coach Peterson about that potential move?
Well, first of all, we didn't really have a backup 38 to be able to beat their 38, so our 44-pounder made the cut down to 41, or as 42, four-pound mm-hmm. allowance. He made it down to 38, but he ended up losing the match anyways. But our hope was that he would make 42, hopefully win or pin their guy, and then I'd be able to win my match.
And what was your reaction?
Had,
oh, sorry.
You're good. You're good. You can go.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but when Coach asked you, he said, hey, you might be going up to wrestle a crap at 144. What was your instant response to that?
That's fine. I'll do it for the team.
Yes.
Love it. You guys put on what I think some people would qualify as potentially the match of the year. I mean, this match had everything. It had injury stoppages, a blood tie, the back and forth affair. Kraft hit his throw. You just take us through a play by play of that match, because that was Steve and I were commentating D2, and I think we went radio silent for about 2 minutes as we kind of just got stuck watching you two wrestle.
I went out there to try and score points. I was going for a major, trying to get it for the team, you know. Trying to score as many points as I can. Yeah, I started off strong. I believe I had two takedowns in the first period, and then I had the headlock incident, and that kind of just threw me off, you know, kind of rattled myself, and I had to try and calm down, relax, you know. Still just a wrestling match. Go out there, score some more points, and that's what I tried to do after that.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the box score right now. Steve, I think you had eyes on that one for sure.
Well, we did. I mean, Teague said it. We were supposed to be commentating one match in front of us, and we couldn't help it. Teague kept pointing back to me going, hey, we're over here. And I'm like, my head was just over. You know, Teague said the match of the year. Dawson, I disagree. I tell people that, you know, I mean, there's always matches you can kind of remember. I can remember a few matches. I've been to a lot of state tournaments, right? I will never forget this match, right? I mean, that's how good it was. And I think of things like, obviously the headlock you remember, but I want to say it was here's why. First off, thank you to you both. I know there was some banter going on through social media and people were arguing. And then someone made the best comment ever. They said, wait a minute, why are you guys fighting? Everybody should thank Crap and Dawson for giving us what was one of the best matches I think we'll ever remember watching. I mean, it was that exciting. And where I had, and I said, I made this comment, we had the podcast. I said, what you saw was two champions who refused to lose. Right. And that's, and where I saw you was, it didn't look good. It was, I think it was, you got poked in the eye and they took it as an injury time. And then Crap got to take down it. Right. And he got to take down.
Yeah.
And then, I think it was looked like he was going to get away and you did a scramble. It was looking like you were going to lose, right? He was going to get the point and you just refused to give it up. You're like, nope, I'm not going down like that. And there's where for both of you, but for you especially, my whole level of respect for you, which already was through the roof, just even went higher. Cause I'm like, he could have easily just, you know, you were kind of rattled, you were injured, landed on your head, whatever it was. And you could have easily went off in the sunset. Yeah, we're losing this duel. We're probably going to, you know, I'm going on to college, all that kind of stuff. But you're like, no, I'm freaking winning this thing.
Right.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Teague, I don't know. I don't have a question there. You take it away. I went off on a rant, I think.
No, see, I'll just let that soak in for a second. That was,
That was my biggest thing from is for both of you. If I could, both of you are right. It was like, thank you guys for giving us, you know, Wisconsin wrestling that match.
And I would even results aside, so you win. And I think you made a good point, Dawson. Win or lose, that doesn't define your character. But when you think, when I think of Dawson Johnson, and Steve makes a good point, I think of how you wrote him out for 47 seconds when he just needed an escape to win. Like you were, I thought you were in dire straits for a moment, and you really showed your grit there. The fact that you both made that happen. And when I think of Dawson Johnson as a character, that's going to be one of the first things that comes to mind. And it truly was one of the grittiest matches, if not the grittiest match I've ever seen. And the four state titles, yeah, those are really impressive. But I feel like that match is the keystone, keynote match of your career. I think that was a perfect way for you to go out.
And let's not forget, you bumped up a weight class, right? I mean, I think that can get lost in it.
Right, yeah.
You bumped up a weight class to do it.
Right.
Dawson, so you have a great career, and obviously a lot of schools are going to take notice. We're going to talk about college for a second here. But the first day that you're able to get recruited, was your phone going off the hook, or how was the first few days of recruiting for you?
No, first day, I got a couple calls. It wasn't probably until halfway through the day. I got a few calls from a couple of colleges. I got to experience almost all of it, how it goes, you know, being able to talk to coaches and see what it's like. It was a cool experience, and being able to experience it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any schools in mind before recruiting even started, or did you just keep your options open until you started talking with some coaches?
I had my options completely opened, so I could experience everything and get to meet new coaches, be able to pick the place I want to go, and where I will be able to get better at wrestling and a better person while also continuing my academics.
So you do end up choosing, and it hurts my heart a little bit to say you do choose Minnesota, which they are getting a lot of people from across the Mississippi. And I guess you can help explain this, Dawson, but right now, you know, what did they have to say to you, or what affected Minnesota have to cause you to go there? Did they have something that stuck out to you?
You know, I love all the coaches. They've been amazing to me. They've reached out to me, asked me anything I need, being able to get practices in with the guys. You know, they go above and beyond of what I need.
Was there any, did you ever have any other schools, and you don't need to say them on air, of course, but did you ever do any back and forth, or once you talked to Minnesota, did that seem like a pretty solid choice?
It was once I talked to Minnesota, I felt confident. This is where I wanted to be. This is where I'll be able to grow.
So I know you keep things short term in terms of your goals, but do you have any immediate goals for college wrestling?
You know, being able to try and just improve every day. And I'm setting a couple goals for myself. College opens, so I want to try and go undefeated in my first year in my college opens. Whether if I'm a starter or not, I plan on redshirting, but whatever happens, happens.
That's awesome. In your, I know, time, we got a little bit of time yet, but I know after this podcast, you're going down and you're wrestling with Crass again. Are you working with him one-on-one when you do that? And then you guys are obviously, to walk us through those sessions with him. Is he talking to you? Here's things you got to work on at the college level. What do those practice sessions look like?
At Crass?
Yeah. When you're going to head there after this podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, he's a, He lets me work on almost anything I need now, whether we're doing a one-on-one. Right. Normally, we basically just try and beat each other up, you know, almost the whole time. Then he just teaches me, you know, he's still more older and more mature, knows more than me still. So he still teaches me, even though I can teach him a few things now.
Nice.
And he's got dad strength.
That's right. Don't forget about that dad strength.
Right. Of course. Yeah. I don't know. I might be stronger than him now. You'll have to ask him about that.
Oh, right. Nice. All right.
I know what I'm going to be doing right after this.
Yeah.
Steve, before we get into that, do we want to do advice first or do we want to hit a little speed round of trivia?
Well, let's do speed round of trivia and then we can let Dawson do the sound off for advice he has for younger wrestlers. But Dawson, here is speed round of trivia. This is a quick round, not trivia, I'm sorry. Speed round of questions to you. They're not hard, but they're just something that first thing that comes to your head. And I think I know some of the answers to these, but I'll just go ahead and nail you. So here we go. Ready? Favorite takedown.
All right. Yep. Sweep single.
Sweep single. Favorite pinning hold.
Probably an armbar.
Armbar. Yeah, you're tough with that. That's a brutalizing move. Let's go with this one because I already know the answer to it. Biggest individual rival in high school.
Yeah, Ian. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that one. Your biggest team rival.
Oh, it's probably St. Croix Falls.
That's a good one. Your favorite post weigh-in food.
Well, yeah, this is a good one. It depends whether it's morning. I like pancakes or like bacon in the morning. Ooh. Otherwise, then I'm a pasta guy. Like I always have Bona after weigh-ins.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. That's really good. Those are unique. I like them. All right. I got two left for you. Past or present, your favorite. It can be a high school wrestler. It can be a college wrestler, whoever it is. But your favorite wrestler.
Is this anytime?
Yeah, I mean you could suck up right now and you could say Jordan Crass right now. You know, that would be a
yeah. I'm trying to think of my favorite wrestler. I really like Jason Nolf when I was growing up watching him.
That's a good choice.
There, before you finish speed round, Steve, there was a fleeting moment there where I thought Dawson was going to say, is this like amateur or WWE wrestler? I was hoping I would have been, that would have been the highlight of the show for me.
Oh, if you would have said like The Undertaker or something like that, I would have been, Teague would have been flying high. So, all right, this is my favorite question to ask. I always save this one for last. Now, Teague and I, the first year we did this, I'd never asked this song. It's evolved and it's come on here. I like it. So, Dawson, you're at a tournament, you're at a dual meet, you're at wherever it might be. You get to choose your individual walkout song. What is it?
I'm not a big music guy or song guy, but I don't really have anything. I'll go with probably Eye of the Tiger, I guess.
Eye of the Tiger, that's your walkout. So you're not a, before you're wrestling, you're not, you don't have headsets on, you're not listening to music.
Nope.
Wow.
No.
So you just get locked in with no music? Dang.
Dude, you're.
Yeah.
Man.
You're a machine, Dawson.
I know. I was going to say, no wonder why. If I had your mindset, I think I would have won probably, 30, 40 more matches in high school because I was the guy freaking out, nervous over in the corner, worried about everything. And Dawson, you don't seem to worry about a thing, which is, it's awesome. It's
awesome. Right, yeah.
I would have had a regional title or two.
One of my favorite lines, and Teague usually says it on the show, and I'm going to steal it from him, is I said, I love it. Between the three of us, we have a combined 4 state titles.
Oh, man. And it's never going to get old to me, to be honest.
It is never. I mean, everybody else might not laugh, but we do, Teague. So. All right, Teague, send us home.
All right, Dawson, last big question for you. What advice would you give to younger wrestlers? And let's say Steve always likes to frame it as, let's say there's a five-year-old Dawson Johnson. What advice would you like to give that younger version of yourself, or just advice do you have for wrestlers in general?
All right, yeah. You know, the youth tournaments, it seems like a lot at the time, but don't take the winning and losing and break yourself over it. Take what happens at each tournament and try and build on it. Try and go back to practice, work on what you need to work on from the tournaments, and keep going to practice. And it takes a long time to build yourself up, but eventually you'll get there.
Love it. Good stuff, my man. Dawson, we just want to say it has been an honor covering you, following you, watching you the last 4 years, especially this year, seeing how you operate a little more closely. And we want to thank you. You got a lot of wrestling going on, but we want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come on and join the show and share your story. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that appreciate this.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and we're excited to see you at the next level. I mean, every guy that we have on the podcast, we keep an eye out for, and love to see their success at the next level.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, folks, that will be it for this edition of the Wisconsin Wrestler Podcast. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Next week, we're going to have a state champion, a coach on. I guess we'll flip a coin to see which one we do. But, yeah, until next time, we will catch you on the flip side.